And Taoiseach Micheál Martin said recently he hoped the EU-UK talks over the Northern Ireland Brexit protocol wouldn't drag on until Christmas Eve as they had last year. But this week, Foreign Affairs Minister Coveney said a pre-Christmas deal was likely unrealistic. There's to be more talks today between chief negotiators Maros Šefčovič and David Frost. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly has more on this. During the week, Tony, Maros Šefčovič was talking about an EU offer on medicines. What's that likely to be?
Well, Anya, the EU is changing its own legislation to ensure that any medicines that are supplied from Great Britain to Northern Ireland can be licensed in Northern Ireland, even though Great Britain will be outside the single market for medicines. And this is seen by the EU as a very acute issue that it is really kind of more perhaps meaningful to ordinary people in Northern Ireland than a lot of the other discussions around customs and agri-food checks and so on. Now, the European Commission has been saying that they're going to bring this legislation forward, and they wanted to do it in the context of these technical talks so that it could be almost a joint venture with the UK, that this was one part of these talks that they could get over the line kind of early. But it looks like the UK does not want to jump at this moment. So the indications are that the Commission will simply go ahead themselves and publish this legislation in the coming days.
And David Frost, the UK chief negotiator, he's sticking with his line that the protocol is not working, but that's not borne out by the most recent economic data about Northern Ireland. And also the fact that we have the EU, they've made the offer on checks on goods and now they're making the offer on medicines.
Yes, I mean, there is a real kind of gridlock, I think, developing in these talks. On agri-food, for example, which is always the most difficult part of this whole situation, how do you make sure that food products coming from Great Britain into Northern Ireland don't go on into the single market if they're not made to EU standard? And that element of the talks has simply paused. They just can't get anywhere on that. So there has been some progress on customs. How do you reduce the number of formalities around customs on goods going to Northern Ireland? Again, very incremental progress. And I think there's a sense, certainly on the EU side, that what the four papers that the EU brought out in October are, you know, very generous offers to make the protocol a lot less burdensome. And the UK simply hasn't reciprocated. And I think that dynamic in itself is holding up the talks. The UK still is not, as the EU would say it, being generous in its response.
And what about pressure from Washington? Conservative ministers yesterday saying the Financial Times report that Washington wasn't lifting steel tariffs because of their concerns over the protocol. They were saying that was a false narrative. Could it be a factor for the UK side now?
I think it certainly will focus minds in Downing Street. I mean, these tariffs were imposed on Europe by Donald Trump on steel and aluminium, and the EU and US have agreed to lift the tariffs on the 1st of January. Now, these are 25% tariffs on steel and 10% tariffs on aluminium. That's a big hit for EU exporters and UK exporters, but the US has not lifted those tariffs for the UK, and it is reported and it's also confirmed by people I've spoken to in Brussels that it's because of concerns in Congress about the possibility of Article 16 being triggered. Now, Anne-Marie Trevelyan, the UK Trade Secretary, is going to be in Washington next week, obviously trying to change that narrative, as the UK would see it. But I think this does focus minds in London that the US is watching Article 16 very closely.
Tony Connolly, Europe editor, thank you. It's 28 minutes to 9.